Welcome to the True Crime Stories podcast. In this episode, we delve into the chilling case of the BTK killer. From 1974 to 1991, a wave of fear gripped Wichita, Kansas, as a serial killer taunted authorities and left a trail of terror in his wake. BTK, which stands for Bind, Torture, Kill, was a moniker adopted by the elusive murderer who haunted the community for decades. Join us as we explore the twisted mind of the BTK killer, unravel the disturbing details of his crimes, and examine the efforts to capture one of the most notorious serial killers in American history. We'll delve into the psychology of Dennis Rader, the man behind the BTK persona, and the factors that shaped his dark and sadistic desires. Through meticulous research and expert analysis, we'll piece together the horrifying timeline of the BTK killer's reign of terror. We'll discuss the meticulously planned home invasions, the methodical binding and torturing of victims, and the devastating consequences that resulted in the loss of innocent lives. We'll also delve into the mind games played by the BTK killer, as he sent taunting letters and cryptic messages to law enforcement and the media, fueling the fear and fascination surrounding the case. We'll examine the impact of these communications on the investigation and the psychological toll they took on the community. But this podcast goes beyond the crimes themselves. We'll explore the tireless efforts of law enforcement and investigators who worked tirelessly to identify and apprehend the BTK killer. We'll discuss the breakthroughs in forensic technology and profiling techniques that eventually led to his capture in 2005, ending decades of uncertainty and fear. Prepare yourself for a bone-chilling journey into the mind of a sadistic killer as we navigate the dark and twisted world of the BTK killer. This podcast aims to honor the victims, provide insight into the minds of those who perpetrate such heinous acts, and shed light on the resilience of communities in the face of unimaginable horror. Join us as we strive to understand the depths of human depravity and the unwavering determination to seek justice. Welcome to the True Crime Stories podcast. In this episode, we delve into the chilling case of the BTK killer. From 1974 to 1991, a wave of fear gripped Wichita, Kansas, as a serial killer taunted authorities and left a trail of terror in his wake. BTK, which stands for Bind, Torture, Kill, was a moniker adopted by the elusive murderer who haunted the community for decades. Join us as we explore the twisted mind of the BTK killer, unravel the disturbing details of his crimes, and examine the efforts to capture one of the most notorious serial killers in American history. We'll delve into the psychology of Dennis Rader, the man behind the BTK persona, and the factors that shaped his dark and sadistic desires. Through meticulous research and expert analysis, we'll piece together the horrifying timeline of the BTK killer's reign of terror. We'll discuss the meticulously planned home invasions, the methodical binding and torturing of victims, and the devastating consequences that resulted in the loss of innocent lives. We'll also delve into the mind games played by the BTK killer, as he sent taunting letters and cryptic messages to law enforcement and the media, fueling the fear and fascination surrounding the case. We'll examine the impact of these communications on the investigation and the psychological toll they took on the community. But this podcast goes beyond the crimes themselves. We'll explore the tireless efforts of law enforcement and investigators who worked tirelessly to identify and apprehend the BTK killer. We'll discuss the breakthroughs in forensic technology and profiling techniques that eventually led to his capture in 2005, ending decades of uncertainty and fear. Prepare yourself for a bone-chilling journey into the mind of a sadistic killer as we navigate the dark and twisted world of the BTK killer. This podcast aims to honor the victims, provide insight into the minds of those who perpetrate such heinous acts, and shed light on the resilience of communities in the face of unimaginable horror. Join us as we strive to understand the depths of human depravity and the unwavering determination to seek justice. The BTK killer, an acronym for Bind, Torture, Kill, was a notorious and elusive serial killer who terrorized the Wichita, Kansas area from the mid-1970s to the early 1990s. Dennis Rader, a seemingly ordinary family man and former compliance officer, emerged as the twisted individual behind this reign of terror. His sadistic crimes and taunting messages sent shockwaves through the community and captivated the nation. The BTK killer's crimes were marked by a pattern of meticulous planning, stalking, and brutal violence. From 1974 to 1991, he targeted and murdered 10 known victims, including men, women, and children. His modus operandi involved gaining entry into the homes of his victims, typically through deception or forced entry. Once inside, he would bind and torture them before ultimately taking their lives. Rader's killings were characterized by a disturbing escalation of violence over time. His early victims were predominantly female, often targeted for their vulnerability. As his crimes progressed, he began to experiment with more sadistic methods of torture, reveling in the control and power he exerted over his victims. His crimes struck fear into the hearts of the Wichita community, leaving residents in a state of constant anxiety and suspicion. Throughout his spree, the BTK killer sought attention and recognition for his heinous acts. He played a disturbing game of cat and mouse with law enforcement and the media by sending taunting letters and packages detailing his crimes and mocking the authorities' inability to apprehend him. These communications fueled the public's fascination and terror, further solidifying his infamy. Despite the BTK killer's attempts to evade capture, the tireless efforts of law enforcement and advancements in forensic technology eventually led to his downfall. In 2004, Rader resurfaced after a long period of silence, sending a floppy disk to the authorities. The disk contained metadata that linked it to Rader's church, leading to his identification and subsequent arrest in February 2005. The arrest of Dennis Rader stunned the nation, as the seemingly mild-mannered family man was revealed to be the sadistic BTK killer. During interrogations, Rader provided chilling details of his crimes, showcasing a disturbing lack of remorse or empathy. In 2005, he pleaded guilty to 10 counts of first-degree murder and was sentenced to 10 consecutive life sentences without the possibility of parole.